Has this ever happened to you? You wake up in the morning, get ready for the day, get breakfast ready, your kids wake up, and then you find yourself being pulled in a million different directions. Your kids need your attention, the house needs to be cleaned, you have errands to run, there's doctor's appointments that you need to set, and you keep forgetting to call and do them. And then on top of that, you also have a business to run. You may also be homeschooling. Like, there's so many things requiring your attention. And despite your best efforts, you find it hard to focus on one task at a time because there's so many other things demanding your time and energy. So you feel like you spend a little bit of time playing with your kids and spending quality time with them. Then you spend a little bit of time trying to clean the house, but you don't get to finish that because your kids need you, or you end up getting distracted by your phone or the TV. And then you feel guilty because you haven't worked on your business. But you also feel guilty when you work on your business because you feel like that's time you could be spending with your kids. If that's you, I totally get it. I've been there. And it's just a cycle of overwhelm, frustration, stress. And you also struggle because you're not sure what to prioritize. You're not sure what to do first. So you're always feeling exhausted and defeated because you're doing a lot during the day, but you don't feel like you're really accomplishing anything. And this feeling of being scattered and unfocused, it is not uncommon. So many of us deal with that. And I get that it can be frustrating and it can be stressful, but just know that you are definitely not alone if this is how you feel. Today, I'm going to walk you through a three-step process so you can identify your priorities so you're not constantly feeling scattered all of the time.
Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood, so let's dive into all the juicy goodness.
Before we dive in, let's get clear on what priorities are. Priorities are the tasks or goals that are most important or urgent in a given situation. Identifying and setting your priorities can help you stay focused on what really matters so you can make progress toward your goals instead of feeling like you're constantly spinning in circles. Prioritizing involves making choices and trade-offs, so you have to decide what are you going to do right now and what are you going to do later, so you're trading off. And then you have to decide which task or goals should take precedence over the other one, and that's where a lot of us struggle because we feel like everything is important and we need to get it all done right now, when that is not the case. Everything doesn't need to be done right now. So we're going to go into how to identify your priorities, how to identify what really matters right now so you can focus on that right now and just leave the other stuff to later. And so that is giving you permission to drop some of the balls that you're juggling. You don't have to juggle so many things right now. You have permission to drop some of those balls and stop putting so much stress on yourself to do all of these things right now. Here's what happens when we don't have clear priorities. We constantly feel overwhelmed and stressed because we don't have a clear sense of what task to focus on, and we don't know what to do first. We feel like everything is equally important or everything is urgent. We have to do it right now. And this leads to us constantly feeling overwhelmed and stressed because we're trying to juggle all of these tasks at the same time and we're not making any progress. The second thing that can happen is we have a lack of focus and productivity. So we don't know what to focus on for a very long time because so many things need our attention. So we're focused on this thing. We start cleaning the kitchen, then we get distracted, our kids start crying, then we go over there and tend to them. And then we see something on the TV and we're like, oh, that looks interesting. Let me see what they're talking about. And then somehow we end up on Netflix and then we're like, oh crap, I didn't finish cleaning the kitchen and now it's time to cook and there's no clean dishes, right? Like, we're just constantly scattered and we're constantly getting distracted by all of these things going on around us, and we have a lack of focus and a lack of productivity. The third thing that can happen when we don't identify our priorities is we tend to neglect the important task. And many times this is done inadvertently because so many other things are taking our attention that we end up forgetting what really matters. So an example of this could be like you might get caught up cleaning the house and responding to work emails that at the end of the day, you're like, wow, I really didn't spend that much time with my kids, even though I've been home all day, they've been home all day. Like, I feel like I didn't really get to spend any time with them. And that has happened to me as well. Like, I get so caught up in my work. I'm trying to get things done by a certain date. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, even though I was here all day with my kids, I feel like I didn't really get to see them. I didn't really spend that much time with them. And so we end up neglecting really important things, but that's inadvertently, we're not intentionally doing that. We just get so caught up with everything else going on that we get distracted from what actually matters. The fourth thing that can happen when you do not identify your priorities is that you tend to procrastinate and then you end up missing out on opportunities. So you are more likely to procrastinate. You are more likely to put off important tasks when you don't know which one to do first. And this can lead to missing deadlines. So if you have something coming up for work, like if you're launching a new product or something, you may end up missing the deadline because you're like, have so many things going on, and you don't have a clear system in place to get them all done. Then you end up missing out on these opportunities, or you end up procrastinating because everything just feels so overwhelming. And then the last thing that might happen is that you have burnout and exhaustion. And this is so, so common. When we're trying to do everything at once without prioritizing things, we get exhausted and we get burnt out. We get very irritable with our kids. We start losing sleep because we're constantly thinking about all of the things that need to get done. And this is harmful for your physical and mental health because it makes it harder to be present and engaged in your daily life. We start spending more time on social media so we can zone out and escape reality and escape what's really going on instead of tackling the problem and fixing it. So those are the consequences of not identifying your priorities and why this is so important. Now that you know why identifying your priorities are so important, how do you go about figuring out what's important to you? This is what I want you to do. I want you to grab a piece of paper and write these 7 categories. And this is how you are going to decide who you want to become and who you want to be. What do you want out of life? This is going to help you figure that out. So here are the 7 categories I want you to write down. The first category is your career. So in this category, figure out what do you want your job or your career to look like? What do you want your work-life balance to be like? What opportunities for growth and development do you want to accomplish in your career? Like, where are you going with your career or your business? Map out that part and don't hold yourself back. Allow yourself to dream because you never know what could happen 10 years, 20 years from now. Really get in touch with who you want to become and what you actually want your life to be. So that's the career. That's the first category. The second category is finances. In this section, I want you to write down what you want your financial situation to be like. How much do you want to be making? What do your expenses look like? How much are you putting towards savings? How much are you investing? What are you investing into? So what do you want your finances to look like? What is your dream goal? The third category is health and wellness. This category, we are diving into your physical and mental health. So what does your diet look like? What types of foods are you eating? Are you avoiding anything? Do you have an exercise routine? Are you working out at home? Are you going to the gym? What do you want your exercise routine to look like? What about your sleep habits? Are you hoping to just sleep, 8 hours a day? Or do you want to be the person that wakes up at 5 a.m.? Do you enjoy taking naps and you want to make time in the day for a quick nap? What about your stress management practices? Are you going to start meditating? What about yoga? How are you going to be dealing with stress? Because that is part of life. There's always going to be stressful situations. How do you see yourself handling those situations in a healthy way? So that's the third category. Just map out your health and wellness. The fourth category is family and relationships. Look at your relationships with your family and friends. Are you content with those relationships? Is there someone that you want to not necessarily get out of your life, but just kind of spend less time with them because you don't like their energy or they bring you down? Or are there people that you do want to cut out of your life? And what about your romantic relationship? Are you happy with your marriage? Are you happy with your partner? Are you single and you want a partner? Like, what would it take for you to get the type of partner that you want to get? And then what about your parenting? Are you happy with the type of parent you are? What do you want your relationship with your kids to be like? And what is it going to take for you to become the type of parent that you want to become? And then number 5 is personal growth. In this category, we're going to talk about things like your hobbies. What hobbies do you want to do? Do you want to start baking? Do you want to start crafting? Like, what hobbies do you want to do in your spare time? Because remember, this is what we're going towards. So your kids aren't going to live with you forever. So you will have time for hobbies. And you may feel like you don't have time now. Okay, well, let's make time. What do we need to do to make time for your hobbies? What interests you? Do you want to go start going to more shows, like concerts? Or what type of interest do you want to do? Or spiritual practices? Do you want to start going to church again? Or do you want to start meditating every morning because that helps you connect more with your inner being? Or do you want to start reading your Bible every morning when you wake up? So what type of personal growth do you want to achieve? Number 6 is your social life. So your friends, do you actually talk to your friends? What type of community events do you want to be involved in? Do you want to volunteer for things? Social activities, do you want to volunteer more at your kids' school? Do you want to start hanging out with your friends more? Anything like that, any social experiences. And then the last but not least is your home environment. And this is almost one of the most important because your home is your oasis. So what do you want your home life to be like? Do you want it to be organized like a Pinterest picture, or does that just sound like a lot of work trying to keep it that organized? Like, what, how clean do you want your home to be? What do you want your home to look like? Do you want like an all white Instagram home, or does that sound like a disaster and you just want like a minimalist home? Or would you like a bunch of plants in your home? Or what do you want your home to be like, and what do you want it to feel like? So those are the 7 categories. So it's career, finances, health and wellness, family and relationships, personal growth, social life, and your home environment. So write down what you want those areas of your life to look like, because you are going to start becoming that person. And I just want you to remember that whatever you think about yourself, you are right. At the end of the day, you control your thoughts about your world, like how you see the world. You control your thoughts. I have a friend who just had a baby, and I go over there and I'm like, girl, you look so good. Like, look at you. And she's like, oh no, I have this cellulite over here and this, you know, and she's just telling me all of these things that she just doesn't like about her body. And it doesn't matter how many times I compliment her, whatever she believes about herself, that's what she believes is right. So whatever you think about yourself, you're right. So choose to think better thoughts, because that is going to help you more in the long run. Who do you think is happier? The person who's over here criticizing themselves? Oh, I'm a terrible mom. I fed my kids ramen noodles for dinner. They're so unhealthy. Oh, I'm just the worst mom. Or the person who's like, "Ooh, today was a busy day. The kids are eating ramen noodles. Tomorrow, I'll do better." Like, who is going to be happier in that situation? Like, the mom who's telling herself how terrible she is, or the mom who's like, "Ooh, today was a rough day. We'll do better tomorrow." So you get to choose your thoughts. And the key to this is choosing better thoughts and creating a better reality for yourself. Let's dive into the 3-step process to set your priorities. First thing I want you to do is to decide from that list that you just wrote of what you want to become. Decide one thing to work towards. Just choose one thing. They're all important. They will all happen eventually. So just choose one thing. And here's how you can do that easier. We can determine if something is urgent or if something is important. Urgent things are time sensitive. So is there anything on your list that has to be done with before a certain time frame, like before a certain age? So let's say you want to have your kids by the time you're 35 and you still want one more baby. Maybe that's the first thing you decide to prioritize, because let's say you're 33 and you want your kids before you're 35, you have 2 years to not only get pregnant, but also carry the baby and deliver the baby. So maybe that is urgent, that has a deadline. So you have to do that maybe faster than, say, you want to go back to college. That doesn't have a deadline. You can go to college at any age. You're never too old to go back to school. You're never too old to start a business. Those things have no age limit. So that's the first thing. What is time sensitive on your list? And then after that, what has a significant impact? So let's say parenting, that has a significant impact. You are shaping another human. So was there anything parenting related that you wanted to work on that you could start focusing on right now? So that's urgent, it's time sensitive. Important is it has a significant impact on your life. And then with all of these, I want you to consider the consequences. What happens if I don't get this done this month? What happens if I don't get this done this year? What happens if I don't get this done within the next 5 years? So think of the consequences, not only for in the future, but also right now. And let's see how to narrow these things down. And if you need help with this, I do offer one-on-one support. Come join us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I have details in there for how we can work together. And if you're on my email list, I also send out an email about that as well, about how we can work together and I can help you get clear on these priorities and start working towards them. So that's the first step. And then another way you can determine what to work towards first is what feels the easiest. Sometimes we just need a quick win, something that feels simple. So what feels the easiest thing to work towards on your life? Because remember, you're going to work towards all of these at some point. So right now, you could just start with what feels the easiest. But I also want you to remember that everything doesn't have to be easy. You can do hard things. So remember that as well. So that's the first step to set your priorities, is to choose one thing on your list that you want to work towards. If they're all equally important, cool, let's start with the easiest thing and let's knock that out real quick. That's the first step. Decide what you want to work towards. The second step is to create a micro habit to get there. So a lot of times people will set these really big goals and then they feel overwhelmed because they have this massive task standing in front of them, like this huge mountain. And what we're doing here, we're just like walking over little pebbles in the driveway. Like we're just taking little baby steps. So create a micro habit to get there. So if your priority right now is to increase the income in your business because that will allow you to continue staying home with your kids, okay, cool. What's one habit that we can create that will help you start increasing the income? Maybe you're not even working consistently in your business. Let's create that micro habit. Let's create a routine where you actually sit down and work at least 4 days a week. And I want this to be measurable. So you heard how I said work at least 4 days a week. At the end of the month, you either worked 4 days a week or you didn't. Like there's no question about it. So that's another thing to do. So just break it down into a simple micro habit that is measurable. So at the end of the month, you can say either I did it or I didn't. There's no question about it. And with this micro habit, I also want you to have a trigger. And this is what is going to trigger you or cue you to do the habit. So there are 5 different types of triggers. The first trigger is location. So this is when you start the habit because you're in a particular place or environment. So if your goal or your priority is to start putting the dishes in the dishwasher throughout the day, your trigger could be every time you walk in the kitchen to make breakfast, you go ahead and take the dirty dishes out of the dishwasher. So that way the dishwasher is empty so you guys can put the dishes in there throughout the day. So your trigger is walking into the kitchen. The location trigger is your kitchen. That's the first type of trigger, is location. The second type of trigger is time, and this is one of the most common ones, and this is when you do a particular task at a particular time. So let's say you want to start working on your business. Okay, cool. I'm going to work on my business at least 4 days a week at 7:30 a.m., period. Non-negotiable. So that is a time trigger. You have a specific time that you're going to do the task. The third trigger is an emotional state. An example of this could be like every time you feel bored, you're going to do something and work on your business instead of scrolling through social media. So that's an emotional state. The emotion is boredom. So instead of scrolling through social media, you're going to do something for your business. The fourth cue or trigger is other people. And this is whenever you associate other people with getting your task done. So this could be like co-working with other people when they're, so we do this in a coaching program I'm in. We have co-working sessions where we all just hop on Zoom and we just work on our businesses together while we're on Zoom. So we're not talking or anything. We're just doing stuff for our businesses together on a Zoom call. And that is also called body doubling, which is incredibly helpful for people with ADHD or executive dysfunction because you have another person working alongside you. And this just helps you stay accountable and it helps you stay on track and minimize distractions. So that is also great to do, is just have someone like an accountability partner. That is another trigger. It's just someone else doing the work with you or just being there and triggering you to do the task. And the fifth cue is a preceding action. And I use this one a lot as well. And this is whenever you do the task based on what has happened before. So an example of this could be like, I'm going to work on my business 4 days a week during nap time. So as soon as you get your kid to sleep, then you work on your business. So the preceding event is the nap time. And then you do the new habit, which is working on your business. So those are the five types of triggers that you can use to start staying consistent with your micro habit. So it's either location, time, emotional state, other people, or a preceding action. So choose one of those that you're going to use and start working on this micro habit. The third step to setting your priorities is to manage your thoughts. And this is so incredibly important because this is why a lot of us end up giving up, is because we're thinking low quality thoughts. If we're trying to work 4 days a week and we go in the office and we're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Why am I even doing this? My business is never going to make money. I should just go get a job. I don't have time to even work on my business. I could be cleaning right now. Like, you're thinking all of these low quality thoughts. That is not going to help you stay consistent and actually become the person you want to become. You have to think high quality thoughts. An example of high quality thoughts would be like, I love my business. I love that I'm able to just come in my office in my robe and make money from home while my kids are asleep or while my kids are playing in the living room. Like, I love that I'm able to not work 12 plus hour shifts and I'm able to stay here with them and actually make an income. I know exactly what to do in my business to make money. I have time to work on my business. I don't have to spend hours upon hours working on my business in order to make more money. Those are high quality thoughts. So you get to choose what thoughts you want to think. And if you want to become the person you want to become, you have to think high quality thoughts. Another important part of managing your thoughts is learning to say no. And I know a lot of us struggle with saying no. When people ask us to do things, we feel like we need to say yes, we need to be nice. But you have to learn to say no, because whenever you say yes to someone else, you're saying no to becoming the person you want to become. So if you haven't already done so, listen to the bonus episode that's in between episode 50 and 51, and it's about setting boundaries, and that walks you through a simple process to start advocating for yourself and setting those boundaries with people and learning to say no so that you can become who you want to be. And the last part of this is holding yourself accountable. At the end of 30 days of implementing your micro habit, figure out, did you complete it or did you not? So it should be measurable. So either you worked 4 days a week or you didn't. If you didn't, ask yourself, why not? What thoughts were you thinking? What was coming up that was stopping you from staying consistent? And then what can we do to fix that? Again, if you need help with this, join the Facebook group and you can grab a one-on-one session with me. I will help you set this up. I will help you figure out your priority and help you stay consistent with it We'll work on your thoughts and we'll figure out how you can become the person you want to be. So you have to hold yourself accountable or there will not be any changes. If you're making excuses for yourself over and over again, you're going to stay stuck. You have to start holding yourself accountable and figuring out what thoughts were you thinking right before you stopped or what kept happening right before you stopped. We have to figure that out so that it doesn't happen again. So that is the 3-step process to set your priorities. First, you're going to decide what you want to work towards. Then you're going to create a micro habit to get there. And then you're going to manage your thoughts to stay consistent. That's it. That's all we're doing. That's the post. Okay. If you need help with this, join the Facebook group. I'll have it linked in the description. So you can come hang out with us, grab a one-on-one session if you need to, or we can just chat in the Facebook group. Let me know how I can help you and start becoming the person you want to become. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.